actually ready, Carla?
Yes.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the June 5th meeting of the Portland City Council. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz? Hales?
Here. Well, welcome, everyone. Let's read the first item, and then I'll introduce it.
Item 579, Portland Sapporo Sister City Association, report to council.
Thank you very much. Well, this is a big day for the friendship between Portland and our sister cities. They are here in force for the Rose Festival. We have delegations from many of our sister cities here, and a number of them are participating in a number of Rose Festival activities. We just had a wonderful reception here in Council Atrium to celebrate their arrival here, as well as, of course, the arrival of the fleet, which has returned to the Rose Festival. And our Rosarians are here in force as well, and we appreciate you so much. So we are here to get a report from our leadership of our sister city movement about the state of this set of friendships around the world. And I want to turn it over to Hector Miramontes, who leads that program in our Intergovernmental Relations Office and who's been working very hard to welcome all of our guests. So welcome, everyone. And Hector, please take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, commissioners. Mayor Charlie Hale states, my name is Hector Miramontes, and I am the International Relations Liaison in the Office of Government Relations. Among my responsibilities, I work with Portland's 9 sister cities. This is a committed group of volunteers who together put on an incredible variety of activities and events that support our engagement with the international community. This is my first opportunity to present before the council, and I'd like to thank the mayor and the commissioners for this opportunity. Today, we'd also like to use our time to have each of our 9 sister cities speak to the council on their organization and provide a brief annual report. This is all the work carried out throughout the year and general information about the sister city. Before inviting my colleagues to speak, I would like to provide some background on the sister city program. Portland's 9 sister cities are members of Sister Cities International. This is a nonprofit program that was initiated by the Eisenhower administration in 1959 to foster an international atmosphere of understanding and respect. Portland counts on one of the oldest sister city relationships in the world through the Portland-Sapporo sister city relationship, and we are very fortunate to have Mayor Ueda here of Sapporo in the audience. We also have First Deputy of Khabarovsk, Russia, Mr. Sergei Chernyshov, Deputy Mayor of Bologna, Italy, Mr. Matteo Lepore, and a visiting delegation from Kaohsiung, Taiwan. Portland also has 2 active friendship cities. This is a provisional status before becoming a sister city, and these are Utrecht, the Netherlands, and Iași, Romania. Each one of our sister cities contributes to and enhances the city of Portland's capacity to engage with the international community, helping us to promote cultural and educational exchanges and fostering economic ties across the world. It is an honor to work with such a committed group of people. It really is. And I would like to turn it over to my colleague, President of the Portland Ashkelon Sister City Association, Mr. James Autry.
Well, thank you for letting us be a part of City Hall and your office and so forth. My name is James Autry, and I've been serving as the president of the Portland Ashkelon Sister City Association for the last year. I've been serving on the committee for about 5 years, and Ashkelon has been a sister city with Portland for the last 27 years. A little bit about Ashkelon, it's 128,000 citizens there, just south of Tel Aviv, and it's the home of the world's largest desalination water plant, as well as Israel's brewery. There are several different beers that are made in Ashkelon. And it's some of the finest creative young entrepreneurs. A lot of amazing stuff is happening and coming out of Ashkelon. Ashkelon is over 5,000 years old as far as an ancient Philistine city. And it's right there located, I said, on the Mediterranean Sea. And it's rich in world history and arts. And it's recently been added to the Rockefeller Foundation for being one of the top 100 resilient cities. Also, Ashkelon is a modern Israeli city with a new mayor, Itamar Shimoni. And it's the bedroom community for many of the Jews and Arabs that work in Israel's Silicon Forest, as well as the inventors of the Pentium 4 chip, modern voicemail, smartphones, all kinds of medical breakthroughs and technologies and cutting-edge environmental technologies. It's just staggering the type of stuff that's actually being created in Israel. And Ashkelon for the last year has been very active. We've been attending local events, rebuilding our association's leadership, and planning on an amazing future with a summer barbecue to honor one of our local Rabbi Zuckerman, who congregation shared Torah, as well as planning a fall trip and tour to Israel. So thank you for the time.
Thank you. Thanks for your leadership.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Philip Potestio, and I am the president of the Portland-Bologna Sister City Association. And Bologna is the capital and largest city of the region of Emilia-Romagna. And because of its tremendous location, it is a hub for transportation and commerce and has been for hundreds of years. We have had our sister city relationship for 10 years, and we couldn't be prouder. This year, we do have a delegation that has arrived to help us celebrate. That delegation is really threefold. We have the vice mayor, Matteo Lepore, and Francesca Martinezzi, the director of international relations from the city. We also have a group called La Vita Bella, which is kind of our sister citizens group. And they're very active in promoting Portland in Bologna and are now promoting Bologna in Portland for this coming week. They have rented a place and are calling it Casa Bologna. And there's a number of activities going on, starting with the big opening tomorrow evening. Because Bologna is a culinary capital of Italy, and you can ask most Italians, and they'll say the best food comes from Bologna, a lot of our exchange revolves around things like food. But we're also very serious about our cultural and educational exchanges. Bologna is the home of the world's first university, many people say. It began in 1088 and coming up on its 1,000th year, believe it or not. And they have been very vital and help. We have had exchanges with both Portland State University and OHSU that have benefited both sides. Bologna is also a very cultural city. It's a UNESCO City of Music, and over the years we've had great exchanges in young musicians, as well as film and other cultural events. This year we've been working on things like a bicycle initiative. They're very interested in Portland's reputation for bicycling and integrating it into the traffic pattern, and so they have been kind of picking our brains when it comes to ways that they can make Bologna a little bit safer and make bicycle traffic a little bit easier there. We also are welcoming our third group that came as a group of startup operators. So there are three people who won a competition in Bologna to come to Portland to present their startup ideas. And it's a very interesting group of people, and the synergy and energy that they have is obvious, and it's going to work out really well. They've had meetings already with Portland Made, and we'll be meeting with incubators tomorrow, as well as kind of just taking in our beautiful city on some of its most beautiful days. Okay, so they're here for Rose Festival as well, and we'll be participating in that. So thank you, and thank you for having us at council, too.
Thank you.
Do you have an architect in your family?
Yes, I do.
And for what it's worth, my 10-year-old has Italy in his final four in the World Cup.
Okay, good. So. They're in my final four, too. I don't know if I am winning. But
That's you. Great. Thank you so much.
All right.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Stephanie Lamberson, and I am the president of the Portland-Guadalajara Sister City Association. We were established 31 years ago. And they're also in Guadalajara, they're also known as the City of Roses, so we're a good match there. I wanted to give you just a brief summary of what our board has been up to here locally. First of all, I want to say hello from the mayor of Guadalajara. He apologizes he couldn't be here for the festivities. It was in their plans, but they had a historical building burned down recently, and it kind of set their schedule and agenda back. So he hopes to meet you all someday real soon. One of our main fundraisers is at our Cinco de Mayo Fiesta at Waterfront Park, and we enjoyed our 30th year this year. And I feel really proud of our accomplishments for that event. We were able to donate some of the efforts that benefited Snow Cap Food Bank, We also were able to make donations to Girl Scouts of America and a school for autism in Guadalajara. And we were able to send a large group of at-risk girls to see Judge Sonia Sotomayor speak at the Schnitzer event. And with the city's help, we were also able to facilitate a donation of a fire truck to Guadalajara that is going to be put to good use as well. We visited Guadalajara, a small delegation of four of us, in February, and got to meet the mayor and got a real sense of what their focus would want to be with our city. And they have a real interest, as in Bologna, a real interest in the bike culture we have here and sustainability. So we're hoping to facilitate meetings and cross-cultural events for that. Just wanted to wrap it up by letting you know we have a real young, vibrant board and lots of new ideas down the pike, and can't wait to share them with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Gail Whitehurst. I currently serve Her Majesty's Court and the Royal Rosarians as the Royal Regent. Last year as Prime Minister, I had the opportunity to attend the trip to Kaohsiung, Taiwan, with the Portland delegation. They are at another event and asked a few minutes ago if I would represent them today. So I will share with you my thoughts of that trip. We had a wonderful opportunity to do a cultural and economic exploration of the city. They treated us for a week as the royal VIPs, and we had the chance to visit the Shuda High School, which has a very strong relationship with Portland's David Douglas High School. In addition, we got to tour the factory where the dragon boats are made, and the dragon boats that you will see down at City Fair and the waterfront were donated by the city of Kaohsiung. And in addition to that, we had the opportunity to be hosted by the mayor and the council. And at that time, and I passed along at that time, they sent their greetings to this esteemed council. It was a wonderful trip. Every year, the Rosarians send a representative along with this group to exchange with the Kaohsiung city. And we had the best time with weather very similar to what we have in Portland this week. In addition to the relationships that we have with them, they send back to the city of Portland the delegation this year. There'll be more than 80 here for the Rose Festival. So you'll see them in the parade, and we invite you to come to the waterfront and cheer on your favorite dragon boat. And I think, Mayor Hills, you got to bring one of those boats to life a few months ago, if I'm right. So we know who you'll be cheering for. So I appreciate your time in letting me have the honor to address you and share with you a few of the thoughts that I have from the city of Kaohsiung. Thank you.
Thanks, Gail.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Welcome, Alan.
Hi. I'm Alan Ellis. I'm president of the Portland Kabatov Sister City Association. And this is a really special year for us. Because this is the first delegation from Kabatov that has attended Rose Festival. And one of the reasons is because Rose Festival comes right the day after their Rose Festival, which is called Day of the City, our Rose Festival starts. And logistically, it's been difficult. But we thought it was especially important this year, given the difficulties between our two nations over Ukraine, that we show our solidarity as friends, and 26 years of partnership. And I can tell you, I was one of the delegates that just arrived back from Kabatov. We spent a week there, their festival, and we couldn't have had a warmer reception. It was wonderful. And they're enjoying themselves here. And I just, we've already met with Mayor Hales, but let me quickly introduce the deputy mayor of Kabatov, Sergei Chernyshov, and Alexei Izopov, in charge of the solid waste management of their city, and then Hector's counterpart, Andrei Kamara, in the International Relations Department. Khabarovsk is located on the border between China and Russia in the Russian Far East. They emphasize they're not Siberia, they are the Russian Far East. And they have two rivers that meet. The Amur is like the Colombians, huge. and the Ussuri, which is like the Willamette. So there are a lot of similarities. We have had many exchanges over the years. One of our most successful ones just in the last few years was the Jazz Bridge Exchange, which Commissioner Fish, a big lover of jazz, attended some of those activities. And by the way, Slava, the saxophone player, who was just outstanding, happened to be one of the entertainers on a boat that we were on the Amur the last night of our stay there, where they had fireworks and everything, and he was entertaining the audience. So that
I'm glad you mentioned it, because just like Portland's proud to be the jazz capital of the West Coast, it turns out this sister city is the jazz capital of Russia, which is extraordinary.
Right, and they wowed us when they came here, and then Daryl Grant from Portland State and others went over there and just did wonderfully. So we we're very pleased to have this delegation here in Portland, and tomorrow we're going to be meeting with the streetcar people, and they even may be interested in a project for streetcars made here in Portland and maybe adapt them to Khabarovsk. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales, commissioners. My name's Karin Hansen, and I'm here today representing Portland's only African sister city, the Portland Mutare sister city. Mutare is a city in the country of Zimbabwe, a country of economic instability, vast poverty, political oppression, as well as cholera outbreaks and people and families in very high numbers living and struggling with HIV and AIDS. It's my hope that one day this sister city can speak for 2 to 3 minutes on the wonderful economic development opportunities and the cultural exchanges with this culturally and aesthetically rich, beautiful people and land. But first, we must help lift our friends in Mutare. To get there, we, a mighty, determined, feisty little group of volunteers, rely on the goodwill and the generosity of Portlanders. We have one major fundraiser annually. It's World AIDS Day, which is December 1st every year. With the funds we raise, we've been able to directly affect the lives of orphaned children in Mutare by supporting them and their education. Only $20 pays the fees for one child for an entire term. More recently, we've been able to help initiate a Head Start program in partnership with the Golden Leaf Education Foundation. We support pregnant women and people living with HIV/AIDS and their families by building a medical clinic and a waiting mother's shelter. Our latest effort has been to replace the now defunct ambulance that serves those in the outlying rural areas. We buy hand-embroidered panels from individually named Mutare women who participate in a micro-business through FASO, which is the Family Aid Support Organization, the panels which we then resell at various events and gatherings in the Portland area to raise funds for our programs. Like I said, we are the members of the Portland Mutare System, Mutare Sister City Association. We're a small group, but with the help of the generous Portlanders, we've been able to make a really big difference. We're growing our numbers of supporters, and it is with opportunities like this one we're able to get the word out and create more awareness. If you're interested in learning more, finding out how you can help out by volunteering or contributing your hard-earned dollars to our efforts, you can Google us at Portland Mutare Sister City Association, and we're also on Facebook. Oh, and put us down on your calendar for World AIDS Day, December 1st, every single year. And thank you, Mayor Hales, for being part of our auction during our fundraiser of this year. Mayor Hales volunteered to meet one of our guests at our event for a meeting, and he met with Isabel.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
17 years old, I believe, right?
Yeah.
She's a wonderful young lady, and thank you for taking the time to meet with her. And so now I just want to say Tatenda, which is the Shona word for thank you.
Thanks, Corinne. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales and commissioners. Obviously, Portland. Sorry to do my professional introduction, sorry. As president, newly elected president of the Portland Sapporo Sister City Association, I'm very honored and excited to be here today because as it's been stated a number of times and previously just before this session, this is our 55th anniversary for this relationship, and Mayor Hales and commissioners have been involved in helping us celebrate that. And I'd like to take just a moment to show you who all is here.
Yes,
Mayor Hales, excuse me, Mayor Ueda. Who's taking a short
rest.
And I'm going to ask our Sapporo delegation just to stand up.
Yes.
In honor of the 55th anniversary, we have five delegations here of 90 people total here during this 3 to 5 day period. We have the mayor's delegation. We have the city council or assembly delegation here. We have the Chamber of Commerce delegation. And we have a citizens delegation, a very large citizens delegation. We also have a gymnastics delegation that was just competing over at the Mat Club yesterday, I believe, and will be performing again on Sunday. So we are very excited with them being here. Sapporo is Japan's fourth largest city. It has 1.9 million citizens. It is also home to the Sapporo Brewery, so they're into beer as well. And I know there are even exchanges where we have a microbrewery from Oregon that's over there now. As an organization that has a long history, which has already been stated, since 1959, and obviously that's one of the very first sister cities in the entire world that was created, our organization has been active for many, many years in a number of exchanges involving education, arts, political pieces around sustainability and economics and so forth. So we as an organization a couple of years ago took the opportunity to really focus our efforts, and we really have three major areas currently that we as an organization focus on. One of those involves we have every year in collaboration with the Northwest Film Center, we invite film directors who have put together and have been award winners in the Sapporo Shorts Film Festival to come to our Northwest Film Festival. And we invite the directors to come over. And we try to combine a lot of our efforts with education components. So those also go over and in Japanese, work with our Grant High School students who have been learning in Japanese for many years. We also have been very active in sending student and youth exchanges. What's pictured here is actually a group of students, 20 high school students, that went over and spent 4 weeks in Sapporo as a summer institute. We also have two groups going this summer. We have an elementary school group, as well as we have a high school group going over there to exchange. And we also, as a part of one of the major events that happens in Sapporo every year in February, is the Sapporo Snow Festival. And we have had a team that actually goes over there and competes in the that festival and carves. And Charlie Scott, who I don't know if he's here, has been our team leader for, I believe, 18 years in making that happen. So we have a lot that we could present. And I know that it's a very active and healthy organization, and we're excited about continuing that long-term relationship for many years to come.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Michael's slip of the lip at the beginning is because you may know he runs leads the language immersion program at Portland Public Schools. So he's a big international force in our community as well as a great leader for this city organization.
Recently, Michael extended himself and asked me to do something on behalf of the city during this trip. And so to do so, he just crossed the street because we're next door neighbors.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can put Japan into the top four for the World Cup, you think?
No? Today, yes. Of course. Yes. With the mayor here.
And
of course,
Italy,
yes.
We've got two contenders.
I have him in my final two. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Michael. Kathy, welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor Hales and commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to provide a brief update on the Portland Suzhou Sister City Association. I'm Kathy Chin, the president of the association. So I just want to briefly update you on the activity that we have had over the last few months. In October 2013, our association had the honor of accompanying Mayor Hales to travel to China to visit our sister city, Suzhou, and here's a picture up there. Portland and Suzhou first established the sister city relationship in 1988, about 26 years ago. The government and citizens of Suzhou very warmly welcomed us to their lovely city. One of the highlights of this trip was the visit to the Nike distribution center at the city of Taichung, about an hour east of Suzhou. So there was a picture of the delegation. What's the last one? Doing the tour at the at the Nike distribution center, about a 200,000 square meter facility, targeted to becoming the first late platinum accredited warehouse in China. So next, in March 2014. Portland and Suzhou were jointly awarded the U.S.-China Sister City Award in the Economy and Trade category by the Sister City International in Washington, D.C., and a delegation from both Portland and Suzhou were in attendance to accept this award. Accepting the award for Portland was Martha Pellegrino, Director of Government Affairs, and she's here, you know, and Vice Mayor Xu Wing accepted the award for Suzhou. This award recognized the two cities for outstanding achievements in trade and economic exchanges. And here's a picture of, there was a picture of the delegation, and here's a picture of the two, the identical awards, one in Chinese for Suzhou and the other one in English for Poland. So the one from Suzhou went to Suzhou, of course, and the one in Poland, I think, is somewhere in City Hall here. That was good. And as part of the continued exchanges between our two sister cities, a delegation of 11 is coming to from Suzhou to Portland to open Suzhou Wheat in Portland this summer. They'll be attending our yearly signature event, the Gala, Evening Under the Stars Gala at the Lanzhou Chinese Garden, as well as being hosted by our association. So we're now just busily working out the details, and we would invite all of you to come and attend and join us this summer. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Kathy. Catherine, welcome.
Greeting, good afternoon, Mayor Hales and Council. Thank you very much for allowing all the sister cities to come present today. My name is Catherine Morrow. I am the current president of the Portland-Ulsan Sister City Association. And before I begin my presentation, I would like to quickly introduce Ms. Gayeon Kim, who is from Ulsan. She is an exchange student participating in a one-year program at Portland State University. She was very delighted to know that we had a wonderful sister city and these events going on this week. The Portland-Ulsan Sister City Association was established in 1987 and has a 27-year history of promoting bilateral relations and exchange between the city of Portland, Oregon, and Ulsan, South Korea. Ulsan is a rich global industrial ocean port city, and it is the economic powerhouse of Korea. It is home to automobile manufacturing, shipbuilding, petrochemical production, and new energy research. The Sister City Association started first as a relationship between our two ports, the Port of Portland and the Port of Ulsan, which was developed to bring Hyundai cars to the United States back in 1986. And since then, the relationship has grown substantially. As with many sister cities, there are similarities between Portland and Ulsan, and some of these include similar populations, as well as a beautiful river running through the heart of their city. Like Portland, Ulsan boasts an exceptionally high quality of life and focuses on nature and ecological restoration as well. Each year, a select group of high school students from Ulsan convene in Portland to participate in a Global Leaders Program. And thank you, Mayor Hales, for last summer welcoming that group of students. We are now beginning to prepare for this year's arrival. There will be 24 students from a select high school there, and we'll be bringing them to City Council in July for a short visit. While they're here, they live with host families. And during that process, the host family experience is a laboratory for gaining firsthand knowledge about Portland and USA culture. It's also a chance for local Portlanders to learn about Korea. In addition, there are many student and faculty exchanges that occur between the Portland State University campus and the University of Ulsan. Inspired by Portland's beauty, the city of Ulsan has actually modeled numerous public projects after Portland, including, just to name a few, their Ulsan Grand Park was modeled after our Washington and Forest Park. Their 8-year-old Rose Garden was modeled after our International Rose Garden. And their Rose Festival was modeled after our Rose Festival. They've also done a fabulous job of restoring the river that runs through their city, the Tewa River, and developing green belts for pedestrian enjoyment and recreation along the river. And these are just to name a few. Actually, next year, it is our hope as a Sister City Association to take a delegation from Portland to go visit their Rose Festival. They visited many times during our Rose Festival. It's our turn to return the favor. This past October, the city of Ulsan invited Korean War veterans from our region to go visit Korea as a revisit program, and we took 6 Portlanders there. It was a very monumental time for these 6 war veterans to see Korea 60 years after the war and to see the restoration and reconstruction that's taken place. Our sister city program between these two cities has immense opportunities to go beyond cultural enrichment and exchange. Things such as mutual information sharing, collaboration, partnership, especially with an eye on business, trade, and economic development are key, as well as technology transfer, environmental restoration, collaboration, human capacity building, and tourism. These are all untapped areas which we, as a Sister City Association, look to explore. Here in Portland, we value both the local and the global, and the Sister City program provides a vehicle for connecting these two simultaneously. All of us with the Portland Ulsan Sister City Association greatly appreciate the key work that Portland City is doing and the pledge that the city has in maintaining strong international relations. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Mr. Mayor, commissioners, as you can see, this is an active bunch and is contributing to the city of Portland in many ways. I'd just like to thank you for your time, and this is our annual report for the sister cities. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Let's hear it for all of our delegations. Thank you. Well, our visiting delegates have many activities awaiting them, but perhaps before they leave, I might ask Mayor Ueda, Deputy Mayor Chernyshov, and Deputy Mayor Lepora to join us up on the dais for a photo so you can preside over the Portland City Council for a moment. Please.
Up here?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Whoa.
There you go.
You're in charge,
Mayor. Hi.
Please.
See you again, Deputy Mayor
Lepore. You want to cut with you?
Oh, you're in charge.
Okay. The city is in your hands.
Thank you, Mayor.
I will see you tomorrow night.
Thanks again.
Well, thank you all, and enjoy your afternoon. Thank you. We'll take a brief recess and then take up our
show.
What's going on tomorrow night?
There's a dinner at the Japanese Garden.
Oh, okay.